8 days, that's all it took. I put 8 tomato transplants into my main raised bed on a Thursday morning in April. They'd been sitting in my little greenhouse for 6 weeks. Thick stems, good color, roots just starting to push through the drainage holes in the six-packs. I'd hardened them off for a week. A little sun each morning, a little wind. I thought they were ready. By the following Friday, 3 of them had gone limp. Not wilted from heat limp. That's different. That comes back when you water. This was something more final. The lower leaves had gone from dark green to a yellow green, the color of old iceberg lettuce, with these faint brown edges curling under. The stems were still standing, barely, but the roots, when I pulled one out to look, had barely moved. They were still sitting in that original little root ball, the same shape as when they came out of the cell pack, like they'd decided the bed wasn't somewhere they wanted to go. The bed looked fine. It always does at first. That's the thing nobody tells you. Spring soil, and I mean soil that spent all winter compacted under rain and snow and a few hard freezes, isn't ready just because the calendar says April. It needs work you can't see done before you touch a trowel to it. And the mistake I made that Thursday morning, the mistake I make some version of every few years even knowing better, is a mistake that happens to a lot of gardeners in April. We plant into the past. That bed I used had been growing things for 3 seasons without a proper amendment cycle. The soil pH had drifted low. I found out after, when I finally tested it, sitting at 6.1, which sounds close to the ideal 6.5, but in practice means magnesium and calcium and phosphorus are locking up. The plants were sitting in a bed where the nutrients they needed existed in the soil but weren't available to them. It's like having food in a locked cabinet. It's there. The plant just can't get to it. And then there's the temperature. April soil in most of the U.S. is cold. Not frozen. It looks workable, feels workable, and yes, you can dig into it and get your transplant in. But tomato roots don't really start functioning well below 60 degrees Fahrenheit. I put those plants in when the soil was 52. Their roots sat there, shock still, unable to uptake water efficiently, unable to process nutrients, even if pH had been right, while the leaves above kept transpiring like it was June. That's what the limpness was. The top of the plant was demanding water. The root system wasn't able to deliver it yet. I pushed the trowel into that bed the morning I planted. I remember the sound it made, not the clean crunch of soil that gives and separates, but a dull, sticky resistance, the kind that pulls the blade down and closes around it, like the soil is reluctant. That sound was telling me something I didn't want to hear on a Thursday morning, when I had 8 transplants sitting in their trays and time to plant them. Here's what I should have done, and what I now do every April before I put a single transplant in the ground. First, soil test. Not a casual stick-it-in-the-ground pH meter, which will give you a reading but won't tell you the full picture. A proper test. You can get an extension service test for $10 to $20, or use a decent home kit that measures nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and pH together. For spring planting, you want to know, is pH in range, and what are the major nutrient levels? If pH is below 6.3 for tomatoes and peppers, you need lime, and lime needs at least 2 to 4 weeks to begin adjusting pH, which means if you're testing in April and you need to amend, you should have been testing in March or last fall. I know. I tell myself the same thing every year. Second, soil temperature. The $8 soil thermometer is one of the most underused tools in any backyard garden kit. Stick it in at 4 inches, that's where transplant roots initially live, and take a reading mid-morning. Tomatoes and peppers want at least 60 degrees, ideally 65. Brassicas, cabbage, broccoli, kale are more tolerant, they'll go in at 50. Cucumbers want 65 minimum. If you're planting warm season crops into soil below 60 degrees, you are planting them to struggle and sometimes to fail. Third, tillage and structure. That sticky soil I described, the one that pulled at the trowel, was compacted, not solid clay, but close. Wet clay loam that had compressed under winter moisture and needed to be loosened and broken up before anything went in. When soil compacts, root penetration slows, water drains poorly or sits at the surface. Air, which roots need, gets squeezed out. I should have worked compost into that bed 2 weeks before planting and let it settle and integrate. Instead, I added some on top the morning I planted and called it good. That is not the same thing. The garden ghost in that bed was there before I ever dug into it. It was in the color of the soil, that slightly grayish flat look that overwet compacted soil gets versus the darker, almost chocolatey look of soil with good organic matter and structure. I'd walked past that bed a dozen times in the 2 weeks before I planted. I noticed the color, I thought about it. I didn't act on it. Now when I push a trowel into a bed in April, I pay attention to what it sounds and feels like. Sticky resistance, too wet, too compacted, not ready. A slight give followed by the clean separation of crumbles, that's what you want. That's the feel of soil that has structure, that has air, that will accept a root and let it move. If I push the trowel in and have to pull it back out like I'm unsticking it from mud, I walk away. I cover the bed with black plastic or a row cover for a few more days to warm it up and let it dry slightly, and I come back when it's ready. The transplants I pulled out of that damaged bed, the three that had given up, I put them in containers with good potting mix, kept them in the greenhouse, let them recover for 2 more weeks, and eventually replanted them into the same bed after I'd done the work I should have done to begin with. pH amendment with dolomitic lime, compost worked in, a good warming period under black plastic. 2 of the 3 recovered. 1 didn't make it. The 5 that survived in the original bed made it through the rough patch and eventually produced, but they were 2 to 3 weeks behind their replacements because of the shock they endured in that first week. 2 to 3 weeks in tomato growing is meaningful. That's the difference, depending on your frost date, between abundance and scrambling. Spring gardening is full of this kind of math. We do it because we love it and because of what it produces, but it requires honesty about what the ground is actually ready for versus what we want it to be ready for. The soil in your raised beds right now, as you're hearing this, is either ready, close, or not there yet. The trowel will tell you if you listen to it. The pH test will tell you what the soil is doing to your nutrients. The soil thermometer will tell you whether your warm season plants will survive the first week or sit in cold shock waiting for a root system that can't quite activate. Test before you plant. Warm before you transplant. Work in compost 2 weeks ahead, not the morning of. And when the trowel goes in and the soil gives, really gives, crumbles and separates and doesn't pull back, that's the sound of a bed that's ready for what you're about to put in it. What's fighting you in your beds right now? Is it that sticky resistance, the wrong color, the pH numbers you don't love? Drop it in the comments. I want to know what April is doing to your garden this year.